Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, February 4th, 2005. In 3, 2, 1. Faith-based groups urge the United Nations to fight bias. A memorial is planned for a 76-year legacy of ministry in Congo, and U.S. Christians are praying for revival this weekend. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, church leaders are pushing the United Nations to recognize Christianophobia as they do anti-Semitism. The persecution of Christians may have been heightened by the war on terrorism. However, it's always existed. Baptist World Alliance's Wendy Ryan wants believers in the West to pay attention, saying it's more than just a human rights issue.
If there's a lack of religious freedom in any one place, it has an impact on every place. And the person at the local pew should be really concerned that if freedoms are lacking in other parts of the world, who knows, there could come a day where we might have to fight for our freedoms.
Ryan explains religious freedom, which includes evangelism, is deteriorating.
We are mindful that there are restraints, and the question then comes, if you are in a position where you are free to meet, but you are not free to openly share the gospel, what do you do? And that is a part of religious freedom, and that's something for which we also fight.
Next, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that more than 8,000 prisoners will be released by their New Year holiday, February 9th. Two outspoken pastors are expected to be among them. One pastor angered authorities in 2001 when he submitted written testimony to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, urging the U.S. not to ratify a trade agreement until human rights improved. It's still very difficult to share the gospel in Vietnam today. You're listening to Mission Network News. His nickname was Father, but it was a title of respect among the Africans he served. Baba V. Sam Vinton Sr. of Grace Ministries International had a 76-year legacy in the Democratic Republic of Congo. His son, Sam Vinton Jr., wants to honor that work by building the Baba V. Memorial Hospital. The name says it all.
My father was one of those men that went out as an evangelist but completed his whole work by putting together so many pieces of puzzle to complete a full orb work that continued in many ways and touches lives of so many people and eventually brings them to wonder why this man is doing this, and that's how he has been able to witness so many people in that country.
Vinton says that they're raising the money to get things rolling.
As soon as we can get the funding on this, will be the matter of starting the project of getting supplies, because things have to be shipped in. Right now, that's going to be one of the big problems because the roads are in very bad condition. They're trying to fix those roads.
Meanwhile, a Bible training school in Ghana, West Africa is expanding in a unique way. Oasis International Ministries runs a training school in the village of Prom Prom, and it's expanding to reach the city of Accra by way of students with a heart to teach others the good news they've learned. Elvina Miller is with Oasis.
They are students who come to our class from the city, and they said, the people in the city must know this. So they said, let us be your missionaries.
The Oasis Village Schools helping set up and resource the new city-based Oasis Training School, something Miller's excited about.
It's really backwards than what you normally do. You go into the city and you build something up, and then you begin to reach out to the little towns and villages. But this is working the other way around, which is such a miracle.
And Life Action Ministries and Revive Our Hearts are sponsoring a one-hour Saturday morning prayer teleconference meeting. It's called Seeking Him Together. This is the second such prayer event, which is going to be held each Saturday, the remainder of the 12-week Seeking Him Revival Study. Nancy Lee DeMoss, director of Revive Our Hearts, will be one of the hosts for the live event. The goal of the prayer effort is to ask God for revival in the church across the United States. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact is committed to short-term missions to those ravaged by war, persecution, and disasters like the tsunami in Asia. SWI's new DVD, Revolution, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to redeem tragedy into triumph for the gospel. That's Revolution at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.